Morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. She's here, there, and everywhere, but we've got her here now. It's Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
My gosh, Ann, you just are here, there, and everywhere, showing up at just amazing places. We chatted about you at the Juno Awards in Halifax, and you just got back from another getaway. Where were you?
I was in New York. I went because Des McAnuff, our previous artistic director, and Pete Townsend were opening a new version of Tommy, the musical. So I went to see that, which was absolutely amazing. And I got to sit with all of the people who had been involved in the previous Broadway version of it many, many moons ago. So I worked as publicist, obviously, on the 2013 production we did here in Stratford. So it was fantastic, so much fun to be at. It's such a great musical. I love it. I still have the poster of Robert Marcus up in my office, so
nice.
I was thrilled to be there.
Yeah, and again, great memories when Tommy was here in Stratford with Des McAnuff, and when Pete Townsend was here in Stratford, too.
Yeah, it was so much fun to work with him, and great to be able to say hello and relive a few memories. It was really fun.
Oh, fantastic. And you saw some other shows as well, is that right?
I did. I went to see, because I'm a huge Succession fan and a huge fan of The Sopranos, I went to see An Enemy of the People with Jeremy Strong from Succession and Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos.
Okay.
And it was sensational. Oh. Really, a really great, great production. And it made me very, very keen to see Hedda Gabler here, because also an Ibsen play.
Oh, that's right. Yes, right.
Yeah. And Patrick Marber has done the translation, adaptation for the production here, and he was at the first rehearsal. And he was just so interesting to listen to. He'd come over from the UK to be at that first rehearsal, to be with the company, and he talked about how Ibsen would love that his play was still being done and still popular, but he would hate the fact that it's still relevant, because it is about women in society not having the equal chance to live a rewarding life.
Yeah, and so Hedda Gabler is part of the upcoming Stratford Festival season, and I understand the teaser is out already, or the trailer teaser, so you can check that out on the Stratford Festival Facebook page. We look forward to that. And I like how it says it's a stunning play, Hedda Gabler, that shocked late 19th century audiences.
Yeah, it's really quite an amazing plot, the turns, and this translation is fantastic. So that's a good one. So at the Tom Patterson, it's going to be very intimate. I was really surprised. The An Enemy of the People was at Circle and Square on Broadway, and it felt almost the same as the Tom Patterson Theater.
Okay, there you go.
It was fully in the round, which we haven't done yet with the stage here, but it was a very similar experience, and you really cannot beat that. The proximity of the audience to the stage with those wonderful thrust stages that we have here at Stratford, I swear it makes all the difference to, for me anyway, drawing me into the plot versus sitting in front of the Proscenium Arch and feeling like I'm watching a spectacle.
Oh, that's the beauty. Certainly, as you mentioned, with the Tom Patterson Theater and with the Studio Theater as well. That's just intimate theater right there.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
We have got more amazing forums happening, Ann.
Yeah, I heard, I got an email from someone the other day saying that Margaret Lawrence forum event with Jane Urquhart was sold out, and is there any way to get on to a waiting list? And so I thought I better say to people here in Stratford, if you have some forum events that you definitely want to catch, it's really a good time to get those tickets now before you are disappointed like that poor person was. And she was not the first to be disappointed on that event. We have some really great ones coming up this year that I particularly am interested in, because they have to do with the media. So we have Chris Wiggin from The Guardian is coming over from the UK, and he's going to be doing a wonderful event with Patrick Marber and Sarah Topham from Hedda Gabler, which I was just speaking about. So that is going to be a really wonderful forum event. That's towards the end of June. And he's also going to be talking to Sam White about her production of Romeo and Juliet. So I'm looking forward to that. We also have the New York Times coming, and Jesse Green and his husband, Andy Mirror, are going to be talking about same-sex parenting relating to La Cage aux Folles. And they're going to be talking with Lisa Palmer and Anne-Marie McDonald. So I think that is going to be a really fascinating one to talk about. And he's and then Jesse Green is also going to be talking to Donna Fior about musicals. They try to speak every year that Donna is doing a show here, and it's always such an engaging conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And then Chris Jones is coming from the Chicago Tribune. So Jesse Green is here sort of middle of July, and then at the end of July, Chris Jones from the Chicago Tribune is coming, and he is bringing the newly retired critic from the Washington Post, and they, Peter Marks, very well-known and beloved critic, both of them, and they're going to be talking about The Goat or Who is Sylvia, because Edward Albee is their favorite playwright, and that is their favorite play. And then they're also doing a panel on Albee, Miller, and Ibsen. So I think those are some really amazing events. I think they're going to sell out. And I know whenever I go, I moderate these panels. And whenever I go, I see an awful lot of Stratford faces. So I'm saying, get your tickets for those events.
Wow, and that is just a sample of what's going to be coming up for sure. So you can get details with StratfordFestival.ca as the world comes to Stratford. We often talk about that. And Anne, just before we let you go, it was Easter, a long weekend last weekend, and seeing lots about Something Rotten. They've really been sort of promoting or showing these large eggs with the show.
Yes, there are eggs in Something Rotten, and it's a key plot point. I don't know whether I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you are. I've got a feeling you're not.
But it is fun, and it is funny, and today is April the 4th, which means our first preview, which is of Something Rotten, is in 12 days.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're that close.
So, yeah, if you get your tickets, if you want to find out what the eggs are all about, get your tickets and see the show, see the previews that are fast approaching. There you go.
These eggs might be life-size. They might be tap dancing.
If we just keep you on the phone line longer, Anne, you'll tell us all about it. No. Be sure to get your tickets. StratfordFestival.ca is the website, and enjoy Something Rotten and so many great shows, forums, and media events happening with Stratford Festival. Anne Swordfinger, thanks so much, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.